This is Ozarks at Large. Americans spend a bunch on outdoor recreation. The United States Bureau of Economic Analysis places annual spending at almost $460 billion. Arkansas and Northwest Arkansas collect plenty of that spending. This region has long attracted hunting and fishing, and the nearly weekly addition of mountain biking trails is only increasing that outdoor spending. A new program at the University of Arkansas will support entrepreneurs passionate about the outdoors. The program will include a 15-credit-hour certificate opportunity, a Master of Science in Product Innovation arm, and support through the Greenhouse Business Incubator in Bentonville. We asked Sarah Goforth, the Executive Director of the Office of Entrepreneurship and Innovation at the University of Arkansas, and John Johnson, professor in the Walton College of Business at the U of A, about the program. Sarah Goforth says it's really rooted in a simple idea.
One way to develop programs is around what are entrepreneurs passionate about? In our case, what are students passionate about? What do they get excited about? What's the best playground for them to explore what it is to be a founder, to develop a new product, a new service? And there's really no better opportunity than this space here. We are the supply chain capital of the world, the retail capital of the world, the mountain biking capital of the world. And so why wouldn't we create a program like this? And so, you know, Brendan was like a gift falling in our lap, helping us connect the dots between what we were talking about and what our funders were interested in supporting.
All right. So yes, we do have this convergence of supply chain and retail and mountain biking, but it's got to be more than just having a convergence. I mean, you've got to think it through. What does work to create a program like this?
It's everything, I suppose. It is that convergence, I think, that's really important. One of the skill sets that we pride ourselves on is sort of recognizing an opportunity when we see it, but opportunities almost never are delivered to you as a concrete plan, right? So you have to sort of understand what the different parts of the puzzle are, figure out what you or we as the university bring to the table, and then figure out how it all fits together. I think that one of the really nice things about this particular opportunity, and Sarah mentioned it when she suggested students and their passions, is what's happening in Northwest Arkansas in general around trails and art and culinary and music and all the other things is a perfect fit for what a university should want to attract the students that we would love to come to the university and graduate from here.
Yeah, and I believe the best way for a student to learn things is by doing. And so any opportunity that I have to create a program that's experiential and hands-on and gets them in the muck of actually creating a business and also de-risks that for them is something that we should do, because that's what makes it real and tangible, and that's what allows them, you know, in their future careers, whatever they may be innovators. And so jumped on this opportunity for that reason.
So when you mentioned de-risk, I'm guessing that means you've learned more, you've been inside, and so that lessens the chances that you might make a mistake that could hurt an emerging business that you try to create.
Yes, that's exactly right. And one of the first things I tell students who come into my circle, however I meet them, is I ask them what they think the number one reason that startups fail is. And usually people will say, not enough money, or, you know, they didn't spend enough on marketing, or couldn't get the right team together. And all those are reasons that can really bring a startup down. But the number one reason they fail is that they built something nobody wants, that they invested their time, their money, their energy in this great idea they had without ever really engaging with the industry needs or the consumer needs, if they have a direct to consumer kind of product or service. And so the design of a good incubator helps them test those hypotheses about what people want early and often, so that by the time they get to developing a product, developing a company, developing a service, they're confident that there's a market need for it, and that market need allows them to make more money than they spend. So they have a lower risk of failing. And that's a skill set, the ability to do that, to de-risk your idea for yourself. Gosh, I hear from students all the time that matters no matter what job they're in. Matters if you're a nurse in a hospital, matters if you're a corporate executive, matters if you're an entrepreneur.
I would add to that, and one of the things that Sarah's done such a great job and her team at OEI, or the Office of Entrepreneurship and Innovation, is more or less giving students permission to think about starting a business. So often it's such a daunting prospect, or people just don't know where to begin. And Sarah not only de-risks it, she demystifies it in ways that are just so terribly important. Another thing I tell students when we talk about entrepreneurship is there's no better time in life to start a business than when you're a freshly graduated student, because you know how to eat ramen noodles and you know how to live on the cheap and you know how to work obscene hours, and you're not addicted to cash. And you're not addicted to all of the things you get addicted to as a grown-up in society, mortgage payments and insurance and stuff like that. So it's not a mark against anyone who has just graduated from college to start a business that didn't succeed. It can be quite a, it's a good thing, right, that you took the risk. So it's the perfect time to try that.
Yeah, don't leave your idea on the napkin, is what I always say.
I know we've talked mostly about mountain biking when we're kind of as an adjacency to this, but outdoor can cover kayaks, walking sticks, hiking, backpacks, anything that would be used for outdoor recreation.
I hope we get a walking stick company. That would be awesome. Yes, this is a huge industry. So make no mistake, this is a $450 billion industry in the United States. That is over 2% of the economy of our country, and it is almost as large as the pharmaceutical industry. So the fact that we are not already in this space serving and growing entrepreneurs is, lack of foresight on our part. We should absolutely be there. It's worth it. About half of that space is actually boating and hunting. We are thinking about it very, very broadly. This region has particular assets in particular outdoor sectors, but our program will be open to the full spectrum of entrepreneurs and ideas.
We talk about the programs being bicycle forward, but not bicycle exclusive. The opportunities around mountain biking in the area are just unlimited. It's astounding what's happened in the area. So cycling has some natural advantages, but we really try not to restrict ourselves to thinking too narrowly about any particular outdoor activity.
Can it be democratic? I mean, you don't have to come in from a certain social class or a certain background to emerge as an entrepreneur?
I think it can be. And we happen to live in a community that really, really cares about this issue, both in the context of entrepreneurship and in the context of outdoor recreation. There's a lot of discussion nationwide about diversity, equity, and inclusion and access to services and education in this country. There's a lot of action here. And so one of the things that we believe and we are designing for with the incubator in particular is that the best way to engage underrepresented communities of people in the outdoors is to engage entrepreneurs who are part of those communities in the development of new products and services and ideas. The worst thing that we could do is say, well, we're going to design products for that group of people, that population of people that, you know, only 10% of them ever go hiking. That's not the way to do it. And so we're designing this with intentional goals and metrics around diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Sarah Goforth is the Executive Director of the Office of Entrepreneurship and Innovation at the University of Arkansas. John Johnson is a professor in the Walton College of Business at the U of A. They spoke with us earlier this month via Zoom.